The Man from Stone Creek by Linda Lale Miller. Chapter 1. Haven, Arizona Territory, Fall 1903. The pint-sized culprits, heretofore gathered around the well, scattered for the brush as soon as Sam O'Balaban rode into the schoolyard on his nameless horse, but he'd seen enough to know they were up to no good. He caught glimpses of bull-cut hair, denim trousers, and chambray shirts as they fled. Pigtails, too, and a flash of red calico, bright as a cardinal rousted from the low branches of a white oak tree in winter. With a disgusted shake of his head, Sam reined in and dismounted, leaving the gelding to stand untethered while he strode toward the scene of recent mischief. Part of his mind stayed behind with the animal. It was newly acquired, that horse, and the two of them had yet to form a proper acquaintance. All during the long ride south from his ranch, just outside Flagstaff, he'd been too busy cogitating on the complexities of this new assignment to consider much of anything else. Going over Major John Blackstone's orders again and again in his head, sorting and sifting, weighing and measuring. "Hold on," he called. The bucket rope was taut and quivering, and he recalled this particular trick from his own youth. A male voice echoed from the depths of the waterhole, a shambling train of plaintive syllables rattling along a track of hopeful goodwill. Sam recognized the keynote as relief.
"I find myself in obvious difficulties and will be profoundly..."